Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up, you mouth breathers? How we doing?
Oh, what's going on?
Everything good? Everything good?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Another busy night for me last night. We had double piano lessons that the kids had to do. And then we had a back-to-school night for my son. So we were able to go over to the middle school and meet all of his teachers that he's going to have for the year. And I don't know, did that until about 8 o'clock last night. Absolutely adore every one of his teachers. Really, really good teachers this year, so I'm excited for him.
That's always good. When you like the teacher, I mean,
oh,
like, that makes the year easier.
The history teacher, I was like, man, can I sit in here just like for the semester? I had one thing before I get this. The only time it was uncomfortable was with the Spanish teacher when we went in there and met with her, and she talked the entire time in Spanish. I was like, I have no idea what's going on right now.
Like, oh, my goodness. What?
No habla, ma'am. No habla. It's like I looked at Nicole. I was like, I don't know what the hell she's saying. I don't know.
That's funny. All Spanish teachers do that, right? In Espanol, por favor.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In Espanol, por favor.
She flipped over to English at one point and was like, you know, 80% of this class is going to be in Spanish. I was like, well, can we make 100% of this moment in English?
Por favor.
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
But when we left, I had the little talk with Nicole in the car. I was like, doesn't it make you want to go back? Like, when you're back in the school and just going back now when you appreciate it more.
Yeah.
Like, you appreciate the education and what you're learning, and you're excited to learn stuff that's coming up. Like, I would like to do it now at this point.
Absolutely.
You know, because you really do appreciate it.
Yeah,
you don't when you're in school.
You'd move different, right?
Like, yes.
So funny, I watched 17 again last night because it was
good
Netflix.
Movie.
I love that
good movie.
I love that movie, but it made me miss high school basketball and football games. Like, that was an event where I'm from. So you're right. You do get a little nostalgic. And I was thinking last night, too, how I'd do things different if I went through high school again.
You would try harder.
You would
do better. You would be more involved.
Yeah, I'd understand its imprint on my life more, because
yes.
I think that's the thing, is when you're going through it, you're just like, oh, I just need to get through this day, this year, you know?
You'd appreciate the time more. Like, when we got home, I told Reed, I was like, hey, man, enjoy what you're doing right now. Like, really enjoy it. Dig deep. Do everything you can. Meet and hang out with as many people as you possibly can.
Yeah.
You know, just try everything. I was like, because this is a fun time. Like, and you're going into high school next year. I was like, it's going to be even better the next 4 years. Just do everything you can.
Yeah.
And really embrace this. But, you know, you don't know if you get through them.
You don't. Because, they're just a kid. Whatever, Dad.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It's just my job on a daily basis.
I know. Ugh. Yeah. Just got to make it through.
It's funny you mentioned that we got to go to a football game tonight out at Jeffco Stadium.
I love football
games. That's fun.
My daughter's doing the
Friday
cheer
night
stuff.
Friday Night Lights, Jared.
I don't know. Nick Nack informed me, I guess, that we're going to be tailgating beforehand. I didn't know that. And it's supposed to be raining like crazy tonight.
Lucky
you, that's okay.
Right?
Put on a raincoat.
Yeah.
This is part of the experience.
That's football weather right there. Too.
Yeah. So out on the gridiron.
Yeah, I might get out there and play. I've been practicing my flea flickers, so we'll see how it goes. Now, Katie came in this morning and was telling me a funny story about Baby Nana.
Oh, this is hilarious, right? So she calls me yesterday, and she just has the most random thought. She was like, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to book a flight. I'm going to fly out Sunday to San Francisco early morning. I'm going to spend the whole day. I'm going to do all the things, and I'm going to fly back Sunday night. And I was like, what? That's amazing. Geez.
Sounds really fun, doesn't
it? I want to do that.
That sounds so grown up of her.
That's what I said.
Now, were you going to have to book the airline tickets for her?
No. She does all that stuff.
Because I know she's super dependent on you.
No, Zoe's a great little planner. She travels all over the globe, and she's so good at it. But anyway, I was just like, I want to go with you. Have fun. A little mommy-daughter San Fran trip. Let's go. And she was like, no, I want to go by myself. Why does everyone want to come with me? Apparently, her boyfriend also asked to come with, and she flat out was like, no, I want to do this by myself.
Why?
Seems a little selfish of somebody who needs her mom to call her every morning to make sure she gets up and goes to the gym. Seems a little selfish of me.
It's funny. I did that today. 5 a.m.
Yeah. It seems a little selfish of her to say, no, you can't come with me when she makes you call her every morning to make sure she's out of bed. And didn't she, like, a week or so ago be like, Mom, I just need some home cooking.
Yeah, she does that every week. I make her a big meal.
Mama, I'm coming over for some home cooking. Make me some food.
I like doing that, though. I do like doing that. But you're right. She does ask a lot of me.
And then you say, hey, I'd like to come with you for just a fun day trip. And she's like, no, leave me alone.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of shady?
I know.
Like,
you
is
know,
she
I'm
not doing
right
something
now.
Weird?
I'm no, mad. She just wanted to go be by herself and kind of contemplate where she's at in life and stuff. And I
well,
was like,
why don't
like,
you
oh,
say
okay.
the same thing the next time she wants to come over for dinner? Be like, I can't right now. I'm just want to be with myself.
I'm contemplating.
And I want to contemplate.
Contemplating life. No, and it's funny, though, like the kicker to this, I think, is when I said, well, whatever, go do your own thing in San Francisco. This is just a great idea. Like, I want to go places. I'm maybe I'll go to Miami or I'll go to Chicago, or I've always wanted to go to Washington, D.C. And so I'm, you know, saying places. And she was like, you can't copy me. And I was like, oh, are you serious?
Well, now you can't copy her.
She legit got like mad at me. That
I'm mad right now.
In my head trying to plan where I wanted to go. And she was like, you can't do that. You can't copy me. And then you're going to talk about it. I'm like, oh, I'm talking about this kid.
Jeez.
Katie, you've created a monster.
What is your deal?
I don't know where.
You've created a monster.
What happened
baby
to her?
Nana.
I don't know what happened to her yesterday.
Hey. Thank you to one of our listeners for sending that
what
in.
What is that?
That is amazing. Oh, my
what?
Gosh.
All right, one more time.
Hey.
Oh,
mama.
That's so funny.
What? Mama, pack me sandwich for the airport, mama. I'm leaving, mama.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah.
I'm pissed right now.
It just makes no sense. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was really, like, when she said it, I just got all excited. I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to San Francisco.
No, you're not, mama. I'm a selfish, selfish monster.
I know.
Don't ever call me
Nana.
Again. Unless you're waking me up at the gym.